This is Underground Uplift. Hey, everybody, here we are. It's that time. I'm really excited tonight, man. I've got a very special guest on here. I'm just going to do a couple of my quick normal local announcements. The other night, I got the guest host, 21st in Germantown's open Sunday Night Live open mic. I was really happy to be asked to do that. And there's an episode about it. I just went ahead and made an episode out of it. It's really fun. And my buddy, Buckshot George, guy I play bass on his single and his video for Burn Down the Trailer Park. Well, he started hosting an open mic at the Golden Nugget, 2922 Hikes Lane, Louisville, Kentucky. Been there a long time, that bar has, man. There's a great big neon behind it on the stage. It says Golden Nugget. It looks like you feel like you're in Vegas. And it's Sunday night, 7 to 10. I just keep trying to get the word out for him. That's my buddy. He asked me to be in his music video. And that's the only music video I've ever been in. So that's pretty cool. Like this show, please give it a thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. Or most likely you're watching on Spotify, because I'm really focusing on Spotify right now. With this show, give it a follow. And there's a poll in at the bottom of the episode. I really would like for you to take it. It would take like 15 seconds. It's one question. I just want you to answer the question. I just want a little feedback. What you think about directions we've been taking on this show. I'd really appreciate it. My guest tonight, I'm just going to let him introduce himself. And here we go. You there? You just yelled. I told you not.
I know. I was like, oh, man, I just did it. But I got so excited because I was like, why isn't my mic working or my video? So thank you. I really appreciate you being patient with me.
No problem, man. I know how to edit.
Yeah, dude, there we go. I love it.
Tell us who you are, where you're from.
My name is Nick Kinsley. I live in Chicago, Illinois. I play in a band called Dust Biters.
What's your position in the band?
I play guitar and I do vocals, attempt to do vocals.
Oh, you do them well. I've listened.
I know. That's always my thing. I'm like, I attempt to. It's my newest instrument, I guess you could say. First time I ever sang in a band, so.
Well, the Dust Biters. That is such a great band name. How did you come up how did that come about?
Oh, man. It was, so other Nick in the band, Nick Miller, him and I were, I mean, the band started in his like living room in his apartment. And it was just us old guys jamming and getting way too stoned. And we're like, dude, let's start a band. I was like, yeah, man. Sounds like a great idea. And then it was like, we didn't even throw out a lot of names. He was just like, you know, we're always just like kind of fucking up and, you know, kind of biting the dust. Another one bites the dust. Dust Biters. And I was like stoned. I was like, yeah, that's great. It was like nothing like this meaningful anything. It was just us being like, that sounds dope.
It is. When I Googled you, the first thing that came up was Queen, Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, dude.
and then it was the Dust Biters, man.
Yeah, that's basically what it was, just like biting the dust. And we're like, Another One Bites the Dust. We're like, yeah, that's perfect. We had we played a show last year. It was like in Ohio. And I heard this older guy outside. I didn't think he knew I was out there. He was like, man, I thought that band was going to do a Queen song. And I looked up, I was like, you think that I could sing like Freddie Mercury? And he started laughing. So I was like, there's no damn way. Like, Freddie Mercury was, I mean, nothing will ever compare to that dude's voice.
Well, no, but still, that's a great band name. I didn't put the two together, even with the Google thing. I didn't put the two together until you said it.
Yeah, that's great.
You've got a new video out, is that correct?
Yep, we got a new video out for the song Progeny off our full-length Guilt.
Yeah. So how did that come about?
That was also, I mean, we knew we wanted to do a music video. Actually, I think it was all of our first time shooting a music video, and we've been playing in bands since we were kids. And we're like, let's just do this right. So we did the video, and you know, we kept throwing out ideas. Again, a bunch of stoners playing a band. We're just going to throw out ridiculous ideas. And Nick Miller, other Nick in the band, was like bringing up like cult stuff. And then I started thinking about like, you know, like Midsummer, that look of, if you ever saw the movie Midsummer, and then like all this ridiculous stuff. And, you know, it's the song's actually about, you know, me talking to my kids, but a big part of it is like this person that doesn't really, can't wrap his head around him kind of being a shitty person. And like, you know, he has no idea. So this cult leader is like trying to get out of, you know, being a cult leader, but the only way he knows how to get out of it, because he's a, you know, narcissistic sociopath, he's like suicide, you know, everybody at the end dies. So we're just like, let's do this. And it was a blast, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you got the full length Guilt. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Tell us about the album.
It was a wild time. With Guilt, we had Alex Alex Lachter, he produced it. I mean, he recorded it, he mixed and mastered it. I mean, he's like another member of the band. Like he helped us so much. So we went with him, and we couldn't be happier. Guilt was interesting though. It was trying to figure out where every song's gonna go, what makes sense. You know, it was interesting, man. It was a lot of fun, and I still can't believe it's finally out. It took us long enough.
Is that your first time working with a real producer?
I've worked with other people in the past, but something about Alex, man, like we all just click really well with him. And for my vocals, again, just, you know, learning, experimenting from a short amount of time of doing vocals, like he helped me so much and he pushed me. He'd be like, all right, man, I like that, but like, let's try to do a higher note. And I looked at him, I was like, dude, I can't do a higher note. He's like, we're gonna keep trying until you get it. so he helped me so much. I mean, next time if we go to him or we don't, he will always be the guy, like our producer, to help, especially with my vocals, helping me get to where I need to be.
Well, since it is my show, we're going to talk a little bit about my favorite song that I've heard so far, which is Goddamn Guilt.
It's mine too, man. Thank you.
Is it? Is there a story behind that song you can share with us?
Yeah, man. I mean, that song was interesting because we didn't even know if we were going to put it on the album. I just had this idea of, I love when, you know, aggressive bands just like randomly put like just one song, the slower song, to show this like other part of them. And I really wanted to do it. And I had a little bit, I actually wrote a lot of the lyrics and the melody before I even put it to guitar, which was something different for me as well. And Goddamn Guilt's just this apology to, you know, everyone I did shitty things to, whatever. Specifically, the song Goddamn Guilt is about my youngest son, Finn. It's kind of my, you know, I'm trying here kind of song. And so the lyrics were already there. And then when I told Alex, I was like, I want to record this song, but I don't have a lot to it. Him and I pretty much like worked out a bunch of different stuff together right before we recorded it. And then I was like, man, I really want some bass to that. That would be really, really awesome. And I, you know, Brian didn't have his bass. I didn't have my bass there. And he's like, there's this like, you know, kind of junky one I'm trying to fix up for a buddy. And I was like, perfect. And we threw a bass to it like last minute. The band had no idea what this song was. I don't even think we showed them anything. So it was, that part of it was a lot of fun too.
Now, on your website, you have a 7-inch vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah. A hint of guilt. What songs are on that?
Oh my gosh, you know what? I'm the worst person to ask about this. You would think I wasn't even in the band. I don't even know what songs are on there.
All right, we'll move on.
I'm but, like, yeah, you tell me. I could, I, if I wasn't driving, I'd pretend like I would know and I'd quick Google it. Or I would text, I'd text Miller. It's like every time we play live, I forget, I mix up our Instagram and our website too. I was like, I am the worst front man ever.
Oh God. Something tells me that's not true.
I'm just, I got too much shit going on. I can't remember all the details.
Well, what got my interest was you got this on cassette as well. I'm still a big cassette collector. I even got a couple of them out just to show you. Cause, like, here's my most recent find. Since you're from Chicago, I found an old Smashing Pumpkins Lowell nice. EP.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I didn't figure I'd get there. Like most people I know from Chicago are like, Smashing Pumpkins. They have different opinions.
Like, you know, I appreciate them. Smashing Pumpkins for what they did. Yeah, man. I think the reason they get such a bad taste in people's mouths is Billy Corgan's just his way of talking and handling things. But I mean, there's nothing like him, man. They're brilliant. I mean, his vocals. Like no one can ever achieve that unique sound that he does.
Yeah. And my prized possession of my cassette collection is Eazy-E from where Eazy does it way back in the day, man. This is old sale.
Oh my gosh, that is incredible. Yeah, I am so glad you held on to those, man. Eazy-E, I love that it's Eazy-E and Smashing Pumpkins. That is so fantastic.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say the cassette thing's funny of those like coming back, man. Like I remember like taking my mom's cassettes when I was a kid, you know, with this like crappy Walkman and just getting so excited. I remember a damn Yankees one specifically, which is really funny. Like just all about it. And now like all these young kids are like cassettes and I'm like, hell yes, this is so great. Even if you can't even play them, it's just fun to like put them up somewhere, man. It's a cool novelty.
Oh yeah. And speaking of damn Yankees, you're on board with Pavement Entertainment, right?
Wait, say that again.
You're on board with Pavement Entertainment?
Yes. Yep, that's correct.
Well, speaking of damn Yankees, isn't Uncle Ted with them now too?
Dude, yes, which is so funny because I have no idea. I'm like, wait, Ted Nugent is on that? I was like, that is hilarious. I'm sure, like, we kept making the joke too. We're like, man, we'd get a lot of shit if we ever got to do a tour with Ted Nugent. But early Ted Nugent, man, I mean, I know he's a unique individual with what he expresses to people. But man, that dude, early Ted Nugent, oh God, dude, so good.
It is, man. I've seen him a lot.
Ted Nugent was my first concert.
I
was in first grade. My parents took me. I still have the T-shirt.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dude, once I find parking, if I get home, I'll try to find it and show it. Yeah, it's groovy, man.
Oh, I saw him live the first Kiss reunion tour, probably 99, maybe.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm trying to think what year it was. Yeah, man, I think I beat you to the punch. I might have saw him earlier than that because if I was in first grade. Yeah. What a wild first concert, man. Do you remember your first one?
My first concert, my first arena show was at a high school, my high school, and it was Ricky Nelson. Now, I don't know if you remember Ricky Nelson.
No, wait, that sounds so familiar. Ricky Nelson.
he was on a show called Ozzy and Harriet back in the day, and he had some songs out. He made quite a few albums, but Ricky Nelson would have been my first concert. Now, my first arena show was Motley Crue Theater of Pain.
Oh my God, that is so amazing! I'm so jealous.
Yeah, that was 1985, something like that. That was my first show.
I just found my stepdad, his old Motley Crue t-shirt from, I don't know, now I got to remember what tour it was. And this thing, I was laughing, dude. It was like, it was a baseball too. It was once white and yellow. I was like, Eric, this is so disgusting, but so badass that you still have this. Like, so amazing. Yeah, the next year, my first, like, because that was like a, Ted Nugent played like a, you know, these fairgrounds in Michigan. But my big arena show was second grade. My parents took me to see Aerosmith. That one was incredible. Nine Lives tour.
I'm trying to think of who opened up for that tour. It wasn't.
I'm sure my parents would know. I could not remember.
It wasn't Skid Row. Nine Lives tour.
No, I don't think so. Oh my gosh, they would know too. Yeah, my parents. I mean, dude, they're the reason I got so big into music. They're just they don't play instruments, but they are. I always tell people my mom's like John Cusack in like High Fidelity. She's just like such a knowledgeable person. It's not like, oh yeah, I like that record. She's like, this record came out this time. This person left the band for a little bit, did that. Like, it's so fun to listen to her just like go. And then, yeah, my stepdad too. My stepdad was a big hair metal fan. So like, you know, he introduced me to, you know, the stuff I love, man. I mean, we use a lot of hair metal influence in Dust Biters, which is weird because we're not like, obviously that style, but like a lot of the chord progressions and the solos, like we're just, I love it.
I love that shit too, man. I can't help it. I was always a little more
so fun.
Second, third tier. I was a big Faster Pussycat fan. Like,
oh my gosh, yes. I forgot about that band.
yeah, exactly. Forgot about that, man. But I was a big Faster Pussycat fan. But you do have a vinyl on your website. It's $22. The cassette is $15. But the CD is free.
Dude, yeah, man. It's one of those things. Like, we made those CDs. You know, I remember Miller being like, we're doing CDs. And I was like, cassettes and vinyl make sense, which is funny because it's a cassette. I'm like, CDs? But like, people are caring about them again. And then it was one of those things where we're like, if you got a CD player or if you just want to collect it, like by all means, like we would love for people to hear it, man. We're not here to take a bunch of people's money. We just want everybody to give us weirdos, Dust Biters, a listen, and hopefully they can feel something out of it.
That is all our time we have for now. Thank you for listening to Undergroundopolis. Remember, we do this every Wednesday night, bringing you new and exciting artists every week. Be sure to hit up their websites and social media and stream or download their music. If you like this show, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, any streaming platform, and leave us a review as well. I'm your host, Rob Lyon, signing off.